Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom, and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Please unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Well, welcome everyone to this lovely Wednesday evening episode of Psychic View, broadcasting to you live from fabulous Las Vegas. So I wanted to talk about a meditation. I want to share this with you. Some of you who are regular listeners may have already heard me talk about this, but I'm bringing up this meditation because it's a wonderful way to calm you down and get you to the point of really relaxing and being aware in the moment, because my whole reading philosophy is based on awareness. That the more aware you are, the more you look at the gifts around you, the more you can realize that everything around you is the foundation for how you can move forward in your life. As soon as you look at things that are not an accident, as soon as you relax enough into that to make that happen. So the way to do that, and again, you may have heard me talk about this on my broadcast before, but when you find yourself getting into monkey mind, you're getting yourself all messed up in your head, or you're fearful, or you're sad, or you're angry, any of those toxic emotions, sit very still, take a really big, deep breath in, and as you're breathing in, imagine that you're breathing in the word love, and as you exhale, imagine that you're breathing out the word fear. So you're breathing in love, you're breathing out fear. Because there's really only one of two ways to live in this life. Either you live this life in love, or you live this life in fear. When you live your life in fear, and you worry about all the things that could possibly go wrong, it's like praying for what you don't want in your life. However, if you're living life in love, then you know that you've been given the gifts to figure it out when you need to figure it out. So if you worry about money, it's like praying for worry about money. If you say instead, I'm going to figure it out, I'll have the money when I need it, I'll figure it out, I'll address it when I need to address it. That doesn't mean that you don't go to work and earn money and do what you need to do. But when you worry about money, it's like you're giving the universe permission to give you something to worry about. So you breathe in love. You breathe out fear. You do that for about a minute. It's one of the things that I do at night before I go to sleep because it calms me down, and I usually remember that the last thing I was doing was breathing this, but I'll breathe in love, I'll breathe out fear for about a minute, maybe up two, and then I switch it to breathing in love, breathing out love. So the inspiration, expiration of my breath is in the energy of love. If you do that, you will calm down. You can't help but calm down. Breathe in love, breathe out love. All right, so got somebody here from the 631 area code. Hello, 631, who's this?
My name is Sandra, thank you.
Oh, sure, Sandra.
I love that meditation. I'm going to try that.
Hey, I'll tell you, it makes all the difference in the world when you have, when you get that. Sometimes I tell people to do it before they go out on a first date or they go to a job interview or at night when they can't turn their mind off. It's actually it's very simple, it's very wonderful, and it's based in the highest vibration you can possibly put yourself in.
Yeah, I definitely feel like my vibration has risen a little bit. I was doing it just as you were speaking for a few seconds, and I already started to feel better.
Oh, well, thank you. What's your question for me tonight?
My question's about love.
Okay.
Interestingly enough.
Okay, so are you looking to draw that into your life? You're looking
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am. I've been working on different things, and I feel like I'm getting closer.
Okay, so there's a man here. He's younger. He's cute, but he's not very focused. And I don't know if he's somebody from your past or if he's somebody that you wouldn't normally look at because he's a little younger. But this one has dark hair and dark eyes and is as cute as a button. There's something about the way he looks at you that is incredibly thoughtful, that when you talk, he immediately turns his attention to you. It's like that one scene. Did you ever see the movie Blues Brothers?
Yes, a very long time ago, though.
Okay. There's one
remember.
Scene where Carrie Fisher confronts John Belushi, and John Belushi whips off his dark glasses, and the light shines on his eyes in just a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and Carrie Fisher melts. Not literally, but, you know, emotionally.
Right,
just,
I understand.
She melts. Well, there's a man that's about to come into your life that is like that. There's something about him that just calms you down, even though he's not somebody that you would normally find yourself attracted to. Okay. And what it's saying here is it's a big leap of trust, which is something that is not easy for you because you have a very definite idea of how you want this love relationship to happen, and you're not spontaneous about allowing it to happen. Does that make sense?
That could make sense, yes.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you fessing up to that, because that was a hard thing to fess up to.
No,
so.
You know what? I think I've always been really spontaneous, and I don't think I've ever gotten really what I wanted out of the relationships. So now
okay.
I'm kind of feeling like I feel a little bit more rigid, like I need to kind of put it more out there as what
mm-hmm.
I actually want and stop just kind of, you know, going with the flow so much because I see my girlfriends who are all married, and they all kind of had that intention in their mind, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't, and I'm not. You know, which I guess is not so bad, but, you know, I'd like to be partnered with someone at this stage.
Okay, so I'm going to give you another little thing that works for people.
Okay.
But you have to be serious that you really want it to happen, okay? Because you can do this for anything that you want to attract into your life. So, and I'm talking about taking distilled water. So you get two or three bottles of distilled water. And on the outside of the bottle of water, I want you to write the words, companion of choice. All right? We're not going to put soulmate or true love or hunky brunette guy with big muscles. We're not going to put that on the bottle. We're going to put something a little bit more global, companion of choice, all right? Because when you're out there looking for a nice man to go out with, I want you to have in the back of your mind that you're seeking your companion of choice, All right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to write those words on the outside of the bottle of distilled water. You're going to have a glass in the morning and a glass at night. And I want you to, you're going to see where I got this from. If you go online, Dr. Emoto is a Japanese scientist that has studied water and how water vibrates to certain things. And it's an awesome study because what he's done is he's taken water from the purest places of water and then he freezes it. And there are these beautiful snowflake-like crystals.
Yes, you know, I think I'm familiar with some of his work, yes.
Okay, so here's the thing. We're 70% water.
Mm-hmm.
So if your goal is actually to attract love into your life, and I'm actually asking you to do it in the companion of choice sort of way, because I want you to draw somebody to you that you have such an ease with, whether it's getting dressed up and going out to a nice dinner or to a charity event or hanging around the house in your sweats on a Saturday.
Right.
That this person becomes not only your best friend, but your lover, your companion, the person you can talk to, the person that's not embarrassed to use a buy one, get one free coupon for dinner, the one that will take turns watching the action adventure movie or the romantic comedy. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I really, really do.
So I have to ask you one question, though.
Sure.
What outdoor activity do you like to do?
Many.
Okay. What's your favorite?
I mean, walking, you know, just look, bird watching. I like the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's
okay.
a lot of different
so
things.
One of the things I'd like you to do is I'd like you to find a outdoor activity that puts you in the path of men. Okay? And one of them that comes to mind is there are the nicest men in the whole world seem to be bicyclists, all right? So let's say you decided to volunteer at the finish line of a bike ride, you know, one of those bike rides for charity.
Right, right.
Or you're someone volunteering at the beginning with registration.
Hmm.
And you can check out the inventory. But you can do it under the mantle of working for the charity or volunteering
right,
for the charity. So here's what I want you to do. Choose an outdoor activity that puts you in the path of men. And the guy that I see for you is a little younger than you, not obnoxiously so, but a little younger than you, dark hair, dark eyes, spends a lot of time outdoors. And he is as cute as a button. He is just, there's just something about, it's like, he's so cute. And the thing is that he's annoyed that women only look at how cute he is and not how smart he is.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, girl. Thanks for calling.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you so much. Oh, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
All righty. Bye.
All right, let me see. Okay. All right. All right, you guys, my computer is freaking acting up. I can't get another call in the air. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end the program. I'll be back live, not this Sunday because I'm at an event, but I'll be back live next Wednesday at a slightly later hour. I'm going to start the program at 6 p.m. next Wednesday. Let's see if I try again. Nope, can't get them on the air. I will be back live next Wednesday, and I'll be doing my program at a little later hour at 6 p.m., and I will look forward to talking with you all then.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Psychic View on Twitter for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please mention Psychic View for a special discount. Didn't get on the air today? Contact Mona through her website at www.mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.